Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and I am so excited to be here today with this one. Most of you know who he is. If you don't, his name is Scott. He's my husband of almost 10 years, and I'm really excited to interview him today. I put something on Instagram for you guys to ask him questions because you hear my voice all the time, and I figured, hey, why not listen to somebody else? So we're going to do this podcast very speed round-like, so it's not going to be lots and lots of long talking, unless he has something very important to say that he thinks should be long. But anyway,
not the side eye.
We are doing a private version podcast here. Together we rise. Now, I'll give you a little backstory. We have no home right now. We're in his parents' bedroom. Our kids are sleeping in another bedroom in their parents, in their grandparents' house, their bedroom. So we're just trying to figure our lives out. We are building a home right now, and that's why we're homeless. And it's taking a long time. So anyway, sit back, get ready to trust and believe in the Q&A with Scotty B.
Somebody say hell yeah!
No. What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe. All right. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you for doing this because it's late. The boys are asleep. Thank God. My story reading skills are amazing. That's what put them to sleep. But
either that or some melatonin.
But let's jump right into this.
Let's do it.
All right. He's going to try to answer these questions as quick as possible because I really like when you get to know and learn as many things as possible. So here we go. First question is, how long have y'all been together?
We've been together since October 12th, 2010. Midnight, we met up, and we've been together ever since. Authentically been together ever since.
Right, we have. Okay, cool. So, the next question is, what is the biggest thing you admire about your partner? And I love y'all so much. Thank you, Janelle Melanin.
Well, the biggest thing that I admire about my partner so much is that he pushes me outside of my comfort zone every day, and I fucking hate it, but it makes me a better person, and I know that it's good for me. And on the other side, when I'm done doing whatever it is that he's making me do that I hate doing, I'm like, wow, that wasn't so bad. Maybe I should try it again another time. So,
and even though this question wasn't directed toward me, I will say that the biggest thing I admire about my partner is that he doesn't push me outside of my comfort zone, and he's extremely calm, which is not me. So I think it's the opposite, because I'm always outside of my comfort zone. I live outside of my comfort zone.
Yes, you do.
I'm like, why am I not in my comfort zone?
That's such an interesting answer. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. I mean, We are true yin-yang. Okay. Next question. As he's drinking wine, I drank a protein shake before we started this.
It's late and it's been a long day.
All right. This is perfect because the next question is, do you like being a stay-at-home dad? Please tell me you relate to us stay-at-home moms.
100%. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not a full stay-at-home dad. I go to work at 8 and I'm done at 5. So I do my best to... I mean, usually we're right next door to where the kids are, so I come home sometimes, but not really. But I 100% relate to people who are stay-at-home moms or dads or aunts or uncles or anything because it's hard. It is hard. It is draining. It is monotonous. It's challenging. It's life fulfilling. It's wonderful. It's all those things wrapped into one.
Scott is more, I mean, I hate putting gender to it. However, you definitely are more of the stay-at-home mom. Like you said, you work. I mean, he runs my life. He runs my business. But you work and everything. But when it comes to, you know, organizing, scheduling, making sure, like, the kids would starve if they were maybe with me. They wouldn't starve. But, you know, I'm the fun dad and the disciplinarian dad. And Scott said, like, I'm going to keep you alive so you can do that.
I'm trying to keep you on a schedule so that it's regimented and they feel comfortable.
Because I didn't grow up like that. My mom was like, wake up. You know, she was a great mom, but, you know, we came home and it was like,
fend for yourself.
Yeah. And I mean, I had a bedtime, but not really. All right. Next question. Two hotties living their best lives and being best daddies to the cutest boy. Oh, this was a compliment.
Well, thanks.
I'll take it.
I don't feel like a hottie right now, but I mean, I'll take it.
Hottie, 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 hottie. I mean, I've been working out. I feel like I'm kind of a hottie.
All those tattoos. Yes.
Yeah, I got a new one tonight. All right. So next one, Scott, where are the soccer skills? Sean makes you play tennis. Make him play soccer.
Well, where are my soccer skills? They have been put in a closet or a drawer or a desk back in 2000. I retired because I just got tired of living back in the day. In 2000, you spent 6 months in one city, 6 months in the next. You moved to another. You tried out for another team. It was just the biggest hustle I've been part of, and I got tired of it, and I figured I'd live that life. And so once I was done, I was like, I'm done. I tried to play for fun, and it wasn't fun for me, and so I just put it up on a shelf. But I took up tennis because I always loved tennis, and I had to choose between soccer and tennis when I was a kid, and I chose soccer. And so when I was done with soccer, I chose tennis, and I introduced him to tennis, which was a lot of fun.
I mean, we played one soccer match at your birthday like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not like a soccer player, but I'm athletic, and I play with soccer with Silas in the kitchen all the time. So my soccer skills are
somewhat cute or whatever.
Okay, next question. Does Scott have any tattoos? Just got my seventh.
Does Scott have any tattoos? No, I do not have any tattoos. I wish that if I had a magic wand, I would have a full arm sleeve. I probably would get like my leg done or something, and maybe something on my chest and the other arm. So I really love tattoos. I think they're so incredibly cool when done right and hot and sexy. Being truthful when I say I just am afraid to take the jump because all of his tattoos mean so much. And I see them and I'm like, wow, like though that tattoo is amazing. And that tattoo is amazing. And that tattoo is, I'm like, I don't know that I have enough meaning in my life, which I know I do. I just haven't thought about it. But I want the tattoo to be meaningful when I get it. And so that's why I don't have any tattoos right now.
Should just get my face.
Or your ass.
That's meaningful. Next question. Scott has a Nebraska shirt. What is the story? I live in Lincoln, so I'm curious.
Funny story. I get that question a lot. I wear this Nebraska shirt and another one all the time because those are my two of my favorite workout shirts. Picture at Sisley 1920 when we were doing an event in Lincoln, Nebraska at the University of Nebraska. Well, it was actually Doug and Tammy Fitzgerald have a Beachbody team in Lincoln. We went and did his event 3 years in a row, I think. And each year he got us a Nebraska shirt. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. And so they've just stood the test of time. And I wear them almost 2 to 3 times a week.
And they don't smell because I told him how to do laundry.
And I will say they have survived. So they are durable. I mean, those events were in 2013, 14, 15.
They're Adidas shirts.
Yeah.
They're really well.
So that's why I have Nebraska shirts. And anytime I wear them, everyone's like, Nebraska, yo, cool. I love Nebraska. And I'm like, free shirt. Sorry.
And Nebraska's cool.
Yeah.
If you could be a color in the rainbow, what color would it be?
If I could be any color in the rainbow, I would be purple.
It's indigo.
It is indigo in the... Do you know? Oh, I know I've probably told you this before. Do you know who Roy G. Biv is?
Me.
No.
No, I have no idea.
So, in fifth grade, Mr. Byers' class at Monroe Elementary in Everett, Washington, we had a wall full of, like, questions and ways that we could earn Byer Bucks, which was this form of currency in his class, because his name was Mr. Byer. One day, he put up on the board Roy G. Biv, R-O-Y-G, and Biv, B-I-V, and they said, who is Roy G. Biv? And the first person who can get it gets, like, you know, 10,000 Byer Bucks or something like that. I don't remember how I found out. I think I went home, and back then it was encyclopedias. I had the Encyclopedia Britannica. And so
he's 50.
I am 164. And so I found out that Roy G. Biv is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. So violet is the color I'd be of the rainbow.
What color is indigo?
Blue. It's a between wrong. Blue and
red, orange, Biv. Yellow, blue, green, indigo. I don't think.
Check what. We'll Google search it.
Red, orange, yellow,
green,
blue, green,
blue, indigo, violet. There you go. So indigo is a darker blue.
Damn it.
So I would totally be violet. I love the deepness and the uniqueness of the color purple. So
you get 10,000 Byer Bucks from me because I was wrong as hell. All right. What is your favorite thing about being a dad?
Just moments where the boys will say, Dada, I love you, and lean and give me a kiss or something. Or to see them, like Silas giggle when he's playing something or being tickled by us. Sander tonight, when we got back from visiting Papa, getting his tattoo, we got out of the car and he leaned in and kissed my leg and he said, I love you, Dada. And I'm like, ugh. Like, so I think those moments are the best parts of being a dad.
Like 15 minutes ago when you were acting like
a nightmare.
Total rat. Just
and
goes
then,
all the way.
And then it just kind of erases that entire thing.
Okay. How awesome is it really to be married to Sean? I swear it's a question. It's a question. See? I
didn't How make that up. How awesome is it to be married to Sean T?
She didn't say Sean T. She says Sean.
Okay, fine. Well, I was clarifying for those people, for those people in BFE, USA. It's pretty damn cool. There's a lot of wonderful things to be not only you as a person and your heart and your hugs and your kisses and your brain and your enthusiasm and your energy. There's also, you know, wonderful perks of being together as a couple or as working together and business-wise. So it's pretty fucking awesome.
I think it's that I come home and I hug you and I press up against you.
Oh, yes, please.
Like, there's this song called Sexual. It goes,
the one who feels the way that I feel, wanna be sexual.
In the car today, I heard that song and I said, if these kids don't go to bed, and I gotta record this podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, next question. What is his favorite thing about you? And what is his least favorite thing about you? Well, you said all the favorite things, but what's your least favorite thing? And you can tell me.
I will be honest. I think my least favorite thing is the way you stress and worry about illness. And it's only because it's not that I mind it. I just wish that you know, because I'm all about wanting people to be not stressed. I want to fix it. And I know that when he has a pain in his side or maybe his throat tickles or, you know, something else, he starts to get really stressed and he worries about it and then he Googles it and then he thinks about it and thinks about it and thinks about it. And he's like, what do you think this? I'm like, Bayballs, it's probably just a scratchy throat or it's probably just a nerve or whatever. It's, you know, what are the facts? We always say, what are the facts? And so it's not my least favorite. Well, I guess it's one of the things that I wish I could help him out
it's
more
stress
about.
It's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was doing pretty good there for a while. I'm doing actually
yes,
way better.
Yes, you are doing a lot better than...
I was actually talking about that with Dr. Amen, who is going to... who did an episode with me, and I did a brain scan, and we talked about past trauma, and we talked about anxiety, and some of the things that I can do to make that better.
Yeah.
So that was pretty amazing.
I think also that because I am just a smidge older than you, I feel like I've had more years of aches and pains and sore throats and things where I'm like, truly, it's nothing. Like, I've been there, I've done that, and so I'm like, it's okay. But I also remember when I was your age, and I would stress over those things, too. So it's like...
Well, not really. You didn't stress as much. You stress over different things.
Yes.
You stress over more social. Curious about your boys. Did you both do in vitro with the surrogate? They seem like both of you. Well, I mean, we can just send them to some information.
Well, I mean, basically the 25 words or less is that...
go look at a podcast. Listen to a podcast.
Listen to our podcast. We both received eggs from an egg donor, and we fertilized those eggs individually. Sean fertilized his eggs. I fertilized my eggs. They turned into embryos. We then were able to take one of my really good embryos and one of Sean's really good embryos and put them into a surrogate at the same time. And they both took, and the boys were... in the uterus together and grew together like twins and came out at the same time. Well, 2 minutes, standard was 2 minutes before Silas.
Yes. All right. So next question is thoughts on if someone doesn't agree with your mate choices.
Partner, your wife, or your husband. If someone doesn't agree with your mate choices, I think everyone is entitled to their own opinion. It all depends on how that impacts my relationship with my husband. Like, if this person doesn't like him and it impacts my relationship with my husband, then I'm choosing my husband over this relationship with someone else who doesn't like my spouse. I think a conversation with them is very viable and necessary to be like, okay, you know, tell me your thoughts on why you are feeling the way you are about my husband. And if there's not able to be something work out or compromise, then
deuces. And two. So what trait of Sean's do you hope the boys will also have?
Your outside the box, always pushing the envelope, enthusiasm to always take a chance, and just live the most colorful life possible.
I think that they already have that. Like, Sander wears wigs, and like, we go to Party City, and he's like, I want to have nothing to do with the boy costumes. I want everything to do with the female costumes, or... the
wigs and dresses. Yes.
And so we never tell him it's a girl boy costume. Like, he has no idea. But I asked him why. I was like, hey, you know, like, why do you like that? He's like, it's just so much better. I'm like, it is so much better. And he's so enthusiastic about it. And Silas is like a challenger. If he knows the answer, 4 + 4 = 8, he'll say, can I make pretend it's 9? And it is like, amazing. And I'm just like, oh my God, you annoy me so bad. I'll be like, what's 9 times 9? He'll be like, 82. I'm like, you know, it's 81.
Silas is on 100 for everything, whether it's sleeping, eating, running around the house, screaming, playing soccer, like 100. He is at 100. And there have been times where I thought Silas is his and Sander is mine, because Sander is calmer and more like me and Silas is crazy like you. So,
all right, next question. What was your first impression of Sean when you guys met?
Well, when I saw him, I was like, wow, that guy's fucking hot. And then when we...
F-bomb.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, he actually saw me through a window of a restaurant before. You said you saw me at Empanada Mama before. I was eating or something, and you were like, I walked by and I saw you before.
I saw you actually on 9th Avenue between 58th and 59th walking. And yes, I saw you from afar and I was like, that guy's hot. Like, I can't believe I haven't ran into him in the neighborhood.
Which way was I walking?
North.
By myself?
No.
Shady. Checking out somebody else's man.
How did I know y'all were together? I didn't. It was none of my business, but I sure saw something that I liked.
Did you see me from the back? Did you see me from the side?
The side. So I was walking towards Ninth Avenue, and you and this other person were walking up Ninth Avenue to 59th. So, did I answer the question?
Yeah. You said I was hot. I'll take it.
Oh, when he came up to me, I felt this overwhelming sense of calm, which was weird because I'd never felt that way when I'd met someone for the first time before. And I thought that while I don't believe in past lives and things, I really thought at that moment, have I known this person before in like years, like hundreds of years ago? Because this is how, like, I just felt this thing in my body. I was like, oh my God, did I just get possessed by something, a soul or something?
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
It's interesting because I posted in my story after seeing Mackenzie's story, said, the Buddhists say if you meet someone and your heart pounds, your hands shake, your knees go weak, that's not the one. When you meet your soulmate, you'll feel calm. No anxiety, no agitation.
And I didn't feel either one of those.
Same. Same, same, getting same. Okay. Next question. First impression of when he first met you. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, I want to do really bad things.
What was I wearing?
You were wearing a North Face, a black North Face jacket, a cap, and some really, some jeans.
Levi jeans.
Asics.
Yeah.
And you were sitting on the ledge of the CVS.
At 51st and 9th.
I was like, wow. Like, I couldn't see his body, but I was just like, wow.
You're like, wow, could someone have dressed even worse than this guy?
No, I think I was
that
like,
was my style back
it was
then.
Kind of intriguing, because I'm like, who dresses like that?
I always wanted to dress... I wanted to dress cool. I just didn't know how. And you've made me cool. So
I'm trying to split
you.
The mic.
Well, then split it. Stop pushing.
What is something you would tell your younger self? That's for you.
I would just say everything is going to be okay. Like, you're going to go through a lot of shit, and you're going to go through a lot of pain, and you're going to go through a lot of self-doubt. And all these things are going to help mold you into the amazing person you are today. And the minute you love yourself, life will change and it will be amazing. You will see life in color and everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's still hard to believe when you're that young.
Yeah, it is very true.
All right. Very true. I love this question. Do you love Sean's dance moves?
Who? I don't know who that is. I absolutely love Sean's dance moves. Are you kidding me? He's like... I think he's so hot and sexy when he dances because of his attitude and the way he looks at the camera or the way he, you know, the faces he makes. You know, he tells stories about when he was auditioning and he would say that, you know, one of the things that you would do is look at the casting directors as you were dancing and give him face and sex and whatever. And I was like, I would so book you. I would book you.
Thanks. Have you ever been heartbroken?
I would say I probably had a version of what I thought being heartbroken was when I was young and innocent and messing around with guys. When I first got to New York City, I was trying to figure out who I was. I thought I had met someone who met the checked all the boxes of what I thought was going to be cool to be with. And he was like, eh, I'm done. And I'm like, what do you mean you're done? Like,
who is that? Oh, I don't know that person.
Yeah, I don't really talk about him much because it was so long ago and I realized back then that it just was the phase I was going through. But at the time it was, you know...
The end of the world.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't think I was even out at the time and I was still trying to figure out a way to be straight in a world that didn't accept gay. And so, you know, I said this when we did our podcast with Shalene, like I was hoping to meet someone who would live next door to me and my wife, and they would live next door to us, and it would be a guy and his wife, and at night we would go underneath our houses and walk through a secret tunnel so that the two guys could be together and the two females would be together, and we could spend our nights together with the people that we love, and in the morning we would, you know, oh, hey Jill, hey Bill, you know, it's like
do walk the past, Truman Show it.
Yeah, and then you know, but I didn't know what it really was like to be in love until I met you. Not a lie. It's not a lie.
I know. Same.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, what do you do for yourself to bring that inner peace zen when things get crazy?
I think I take a deep breath and like stop for a minute. I'm like I just need to slow down, catch my breath, and authentically have a 5-second moment of, all right, things are going to be okay. And then sometimes I'm like, you know what? I need a 20-minute nap. Like, let's go. There are times when I'm like, I need a minute, and I will walk into a room and I'll lay down on the floor for like 5 minutes and just relax and let my brain go. And if my brain is going 100 miles an hour, I'll say to myself, stop, 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 until my brain stops or until I fall asleep. And I set an alarm for any like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And that's what brings me back to a normalcy.
How do you ensure you're given equally of yourselves to both kids?
I don't think it's even something that crosses my brain. I think it's just natural to give each of the kids whatever it is they need at that time, that moment. And, you know, one day Silas may be more emotional than Sander, and the next day Sander's up in your lap watching his iPad for, you know, as long as he wants. And so it's just a matter of your feeling and how the wind's blowing this day and who needs what and kind of giving to that. So
it's interesting because my answer is completely the opposite, because I feel like because of the kind of dad that I am, that I don't know if you experience this, but if I play with one of them, the other one will be like, Papa, can you play with me? So if I'm playing soccer with Silas, Sander would be like, can you build Legos with me? Or if I'm building Legos with Sander, Silas would be like, can you build a Lego with me?
Yeah.
Or if I'm like yesterday, I was taking him upstairs to go to bed and I was carrying Sander, and Silas is like, Papa, why'd you forget about me?
Yeah.
And I think it's because I have like a hyper
sensitivity.
No. Well, that too. But it's less about that. And I think that I'm so exciting to them. Like, I'm a very exciting person to them because I'm, you know, I'm loud. I like to dance. I'm singing. I throw them around. I do way more of that, like, ridiculousness. And I think it's like endorphins for them. So I feel like if one of them is with me, the other one feels like, oh my God, they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can see that. I also notice that there are times when I'm doing something with one of them and the other one will say it. And I think to myself, you know, it's completely normal because there are times when they're playing with something and the other one's like, I want that. You know, it's like, slow down, Tiger. But I just realized that, okay, I'll spend some time with Silas and then I'll spend some time with Sander and then I'll spend some time with Silas and then spend time with Sander. So
I think that the one thing that I do every single day is if they're working on something, if they're building a Lego, if they're playing by themselves, you know, I will go up to them multiple times a day and I'll give them a kiss and I'm like, oh my God, I love you. I'm like, I'll pick them up and I'll just hug them. And they're like, Papa, why are you picking me up? And I'm like, because, oh my God, like, you're so amazing. And I kiss them on their neck.
Yeah.
And I just do things like that.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
All right. What is the one thing non-physical about Sean that attracted you to him? I know you said a lot of things earlier, but like, if it could have been one thing that was non-physical.
His unwavering, I have your back love that I'd never felt before from anyone, that I realized that if I have this person on my side or in my corner or on my team, I could literally change the world. That was empowering and attractive, that this person had this, I don't give a fuck about what other people say about me or to me or whatever. I'm going to be me and that's okay. And I'm going to love you for you being you. And I don't care whether you're, you know, people like who you are because I like who you are and that's all that matters. And I was like blown away. I'd never experienced that feeling before. And I remember the day that it happened. We were in the gym at Equinox and I had just broken up with my ex. And you said, I don't care if you were with me or you're by yourself for 6 months or whatever, I just want you to be happy. And I nearly fell out of my chair because no one had ever said it before. And maybe they did, but it didn't mean the same the way you said it. And it didn't have the same impact that the way you said it. And I was like, wow.
Well, I think when it comes to love or situations like that, like people are just so invested in what they're going to get from it. And I'm just a big believer in, like, if you force somebody to be with you, they're never going to want to be with you. Mm-hmm. Because the foundation of them being with you is, like, not natural. And so I'm like, that's why when people break up with people, I know it's so incredibly emotionally difficult. However, I'm like, do you want to sleep in a bed next to somebody who does not want to sleep with you? Like, do you want to have intimacy with somebody who's not going to be aroused? Do you want to take somebody to a holiday party when you know they're looking around at other people and don't want you to be involved in it? If that's what y'all getting to, like, or when they leave the house, they're not thinking about you. Yeah. Like, you know, I watch these true crime shows of people like murdering their spouse. This is so bad, morbid, but I mean, it's true. Like, because they don't want to be with you anymore. I'm like, you literally put your mind into a place of disaster and destruction. Because for me, if you ever broke up with me, I can't say that it's going to be like easy or I'm not going to be like, you know, sad or something like that. But the thing that's going to hold more weight is, but he doesn't want to be with you. You want to be with him. That's only 50% of what you're going to get from anything anyway.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, you know, I know it's easier said than done, but anyway, thank you all for joining this Q&A with Scott for our Pride Month fun.
Are you excited for Pride Month?
Yes, I am very excited for Pride Month. If you haven't seen it already, because we're recording this podcast a day before, I'm going to get incredible nail art.
I think for me, this Pride Month is one that, I don't know, for some reason, I'm just super excited for it. Maybe it's because we could do something with Nissan at the end of the month in New York City with our family. Maybe it's because I'm in a different place in my life, but this is like a month where I'm like, let's, I mean, not that I haven't been before, but I just think it's like, I'm going to wear my rainbows. I'm going to be me. And I just love me for that. So
yeah, I've always been excited about Pride. I've never been necessarily excited about the parties.
Oh yeah.
Because I just feel like using my platform to, you know, show who I am and like show how I'm growing. But you know, this year I'm like, would I go to a Pride party? Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Go check out Shaunti Apparel. We have some amazing new Pride gear. These are just some basic tees that you can wear.
Mine's a cream. Yours is a white.
To the grocery store. And have a good time. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.